New statistics released by the federal government show rates of opioid prescription in the bush are much higher than you'd find in wealthy inner-city neighbourhoods. Rural patients are far more restricted in the types of healthcare they can easily access, and that means they're often left to rely on medication when they're in pain. But there's a better way to treat these conditions, as Clint Jasper reports.
Chronic pain is an invisible disease, and for Central West, New South Wales farmer Sharon Fisher, it has ruined her life.
To me at the moment, it is extremely unfair. I don't know. Now I'm going to cry again. I don't know how I'm going to get through this or out of it. We're in debt up to our neck because of me, and that upsets me. It's, you know, we've had big rifts between my husband and myself. You know, we've fought and argued over everything. It ruins your life. Pain, chronic pain, ruins your life.
Living on a farm just north of Dubbo, Sharon Fisher says the wide range of procedures she's undergone to treat the chronic pain has sent her almost bankrupt. Her and her husband have private health insurance, but the gaps, the difference between what she gets back in a rebate and what's left for her to pay, have now become unaffordable.
Travelling to Sydney to see specialists, doctors, gaps between surgeons and anaesthetists. We were $30,000 out of pocket last November, and I stopped counting because it was scaring me.
The medical not-for-profit group Pain Australia says many with chronic pain are simply prescribed powerful pain medications in the hope the condition will go away. It has developed a national pain strategy, which uses a multidisciplined team to treat pain and aims to reduce the use of opioid drugs. Pain specialist Dr. Tim Semple explains.
There are alternatives, non-drug treatments that can be really helpful for many of the chronic conditions that lead to a persisting pain condition. So whilst medicines have a role, we're downplaying their role compared with how we used to in years gone by.
Psychologists like Annie Hopkins from the Adelaide Hills region are part of that team, using cognitive behaviour therapy to treat pain alongside other medicines.
Seeing a psychologist isn't about suggesting that pain is faked or all in your head or any of those unhelpful things that people in pain are sometimes told, but it is about acknowledging that as human beings we respond to the things that happen to us with our thoughts, feelings and behaviours.
But the National Pain Strategy isn't widely taught to doctors, and Pain Australia wants to change that. While this is being debated, people like Sharon Fisher are suffering in silence. She can't drive on her medications, so she's isolated on her remote drought-affected farm. Mrs. Fisher says for now her grandchildren are the only bright spot in her otherwise pain-filled life.
They're about it. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that keeps me going. But I can't see them because I can't get to see them anymore. And their young families and working, they can't take time off to come here. And they live so far away. So hard.
Farmer Sharon Fisher from New South Wales, ending Clint Jasper's report.